this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama has reassured nations in the Asia-Pacific region that the U.S. strategic rebalance will endure for the long term.
As some of you know, as president, a key priority of my foreign policy has been to deepen our engagement with the nations and peoples of the Asia-Pacific. And here on the final leg of my last visit to Asia as president, I want to discuss why the commitment of the United States to this region will endure for the long term.
In a speech in Vientiane, Laos, Tuesday, Mr. Obama said the Asia-Pacific region will become even more important in the century ahead. The U.S. president acknowledged that the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the economic pillar of his rebalanced strategy, is in trouble at home. Also Tuesday, Obama met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye, discussing North Korea's recent missile test. Afghan security forces killed all three gunmen in an overnight siege in Kabul. A government spokesman says six people were wounded in the incident. He said 42 people were rescued unhurt from a residential compound linked to the CARE International Charity in Shahr-e-Naw in the capital city. The UN's human rights chief says populist politicians such as Dutch nationalist Geert Wilders and U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump are using fear and the promise of a world that has never existed in order to try to gain appeal. Zayd Raad al-Hussein said Monday in The Hague that their reliance on half-truths and oversimplification, his words, is a communication tactic Islamic State uses in its propaganda. This is VOA News. The Turkish military says two of its soldiers have been killed and five wounded in fighting with the Islamic State group in northern Syria. Turkey's Hurriyet News agency says the fight took place near the town of Al-Rai on the 14th day of a military operation in northern Syria. The paper says soldiers were killed when Islamic State missiles hit two Turkish tanks in the village of Wukuf. Iran's supreme leader is blaming Saudi leaders for last year's Hajj stampede. Iranian state television broadcast video Tuesday of the victims of the stampede, as we hear from Edward Uranian.
Television report played up blistering comments by Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, calling Saudi leaders little satans who ignore God and maintain their unholy grip on power by allying with what he called the world's arrogant nations, including the United States and Israel. Saudi Arabia's head of security for the annual Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca, General Ahmed Ahmadi, insisted the kingdom does its utmost to protect visitors to the Islamic holy sites. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
9 weeks from Election Day in the United States, the presidential contest between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump appears to have narrowed to a virtual dead heat. On Tuesday, Clinton struck out at Trump for not releasing his tax returns.
If they're going to entrust a president with the management of our country's finances, they want to know, how did this person handle his or her own finances, which is one of the reasons why we've released 40 years of tax returns.
For his part, Trump criticized Clinton for her acid-washed emails.
How about the 33,000 missing emails that were acid-washed? Okay, acid-washed. And Rudy was telling me nobody does it because it's such an expensive process.
A CNN ORC poll Tuesday showed Trump edging ahead of Clinton by a 45% to 43% margin, while a collection of polls compiled by Real Clear Politics gives her about a 3% vantage point. European Union observers in Gabon say there was an obvious anomaly in election results that showed President Ali Bongo, narrowly defeating challenger Jean Ping. The EU observer mission to Gabon is questioning results from Upper Aguiu province, a Bongo stronghold where the incumbent president officially won 95% of the vote with a 99% voter turnout. This is Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.